Today's podcast is sponsored by RadRx, your source for quality online education for interventional and diagnostic radiology coding, taught by subject matter expert Stacy Buck. For more information and testimonials, visit RadRx.com. Struggling to learn interventional radiology coding? If so, RadRx has the perfect solution for you. Cracking the IR Code, Mastering Interventional Radiology and Cardiology online training program. In this program, interventional radiology coding expert Stacy Buck breaks down the complexities of interventional radiology coding in easy-to-understand terms so you can grasp this complex specialty. Through her course, Stacy has assisted many coders with little or no interventional radiology coding experience in successfully passing the CIRC exam on the first attempt. For additional information and testimonials, visit RadRx.com. Welcome to Who Cares What Stacy Says, a podcast providing insights and advice on how to take your medical coding career to the next level. And now, here's your host, Stacy Buck.
Welcome to Who Cares What Stacy Says. I am your host, Stacy Buck. In today's episode, I'm talking continuing education credits for AHIMA and AAPC. Now, some of you may be wondering why I would choose this as a topic for a podcast episode, and I certainly didn't have this topic on my list, at least not as a high priority, but as I browse all of the AAPC and AHIMA related groups I'm a member of on social media, I'm amazed at the number of AHIMA and AAPC certified professionals that don't know some of the basics for each organization when it comes to earning continuing education credits. And I'm seeing that several questions are continually asked over and over again in these groups, so I wanted to take some time to provide a summary of continuing education requirements for both AHIMA and AAPC, and then tackle some of the questions I see posted the most frequently. So here are the questions I will be answering for both organizations. One, is membership required? Two, what is the membership fee for each organization? Three, how long is a CEU cycle? Four, how many CEs need to be earned per certification cycle? Five, do programs need prior approval from the organization for CE credit? And six, how can I earn free CEs? What I want you to do for homework after this podcast is to go out to the AAPC website if you're an AAPC credential holder, and I want you to go to AAPC.com, go to the education page, then from there navigate to continuing education, and then from there navigate to CEU information for members. There you will find all of the information that I will be sharing in today's podcast, plus additional information about CEU requirements for AAPC. If you are an AHIMA credential holder, the easiest way to find the information about AHIMA credentials and continuing education credits and recertification is to simply do a Google search for AHIMA Recertification Guide 2021, and you will get a hit on a 20-page PDF file that has all things AHIMA CE related for you. It is a very detailed document, and I'll be covering some of what's in there during today's podcast. So let's jump in and answer question number one. Is membership required? Membership is required for AAPC. In order to maintain your credential, you must pay your annual membership fee. And right now for AAPC, I believe the annual membership fee is $180 per year. It seems like it changes a little bit from year to year, and it's like crept up in recent years. But I believe right now the last fee that I paid was $180, and then you also are gonna pay sales tax on that, so that's gonna bump up that cost a little bit higher. But you will be paying $180 per year to AAPC in order to maintain your credential. That is an absolute requirement. Now for AHIMA, they do not require membership in order to maintain your credential. So you do not have to pay an annual membership fee. With that said, you really should go ahead and pay the annual membership fee and be an active member, and I will explain to you why. So when you are not a member of AHIMA, they will require you to pay a recertification fee to maintain your credential. And while the recertification fee is due every 2 years, that recertification fee is higher than the membership fee. So you want to do the math here in these situations. So for AHIMA, how this works with a recertification fee is that every 2 years you will pay $218 if you have one credential through AHIMA. So that's a $218 fee every 2 years. If you have two credentials through AHIMA, then you're going to pay $50 for that second credential, bringing that total to $268 every 2 years. And then for each additional credential you have through AHIMA, you're going to add $50. So if you have three credentials through AHIMA, then that would bring that total recertification cost up to $318. So that's a pretty hefty recertification fee. And you may be thinking, well, that's okay, I only pay it every 2 years. Well, what AHIMA has done in recent years is they have restructured the recertification fee. They have raised that to that $218 level, and they have also changed their levels of active membership, and they have a lower cost option for active membership. So I will explain to you what I do. So I actually, for several years, was not an active member of AHIMA. I had actually let that membership lapse, but I still maintained my credentials, my RHIA and my CCSP through AHIMA. And at that time, it was cheaper to pay the recertification fee every 2 years. It actually saved me money. But when they made this change with the recertification fee being $218 plus $50 for each additional credential, that brought my recert fee up to $268, okay, every 2 years. Now, when they change the membership fee structure, though, they have a membership option where you are an active member, and that membership option, the lowest cost membership option for an active member, is $135 per year. So if we do the math and we take 135 times 2, that brings us to $270 for a 2 year period. And my recert fee is $268 for a 2 year period. So I can pay $135 a year, or I can pay that $268 every 2 years. So what I've chosen is to take that cheaper active membership option of $135 because it eases the pain. It's basically breaking down that same amount of money into two separate payments. So I'm paying $135 this year, and then I'm paying $135 next year. So I'm accustomed to paying the $135. I'm budgeted for the $135. I rather would pay that way, $135 a year, than have to pay that $268 every 2 years. So that's why I have gone back to having the membership at AHIMA. So depending upon how many credentials you have with AHIMA, the math may work in your favor to actually become an active member at that $135 a year level, and then your recertification fees are included in your membership fee, and there's nothing additional for you to pay when you recertify. So that is question number one, is membership required? Question number two, I kind of already touched on that in my discussion of membership being required, because they kind of overlap each other, as I just explained. So the membership fee for each organization, as I stated, for AAPC, that's $180 per year. And then for AHIMA, that's going to be $135 per year for an active member with their least expensive level of membership. And then they have a premier membership of $199 a year, which has extra member benefits attached to it. And then you could pick whichever one was appropriate. But again, if you're just looking at it from a dollars and cents perspective, then you'll just have to make the decision based on the number of credentials that you have. So basically, if you have two or more credentials with AHIMA, you're better off paying your membership fee of $135 per year. So question number three, how long is a CEU cycle or a recertification cycle? So for both AHIMA and AAPC, that cycle is 2 years long. So both organizations are the same there. So question number four, how many continuing education credits need to be earned per certification cycle? So every 2 years, AHIMA has a designated number of CEs you have to earn. And then also AAPC has a designated number that you need to earn. So with AHIMA, if you have one certification that is a CCA, a CCS, a CCSP, or an RHIT, you have to earn 20 CEs to maintain that particular credential. Now, if you have one certification that's an RHIA, a CHDA, a CHPS, or a CDIP, that one certification requires 30 continuing education credits. If you have two certifications for AHIMA, then your total credits ends up being brought up to 40 for the additional certification. Now with the CCS and CCSP, if you have that combo only, that's actually only 30 credits for having both of those credentials. And then, so back to if you have two certifications for AHIMA, you'll earn 40 credits. Unless you have that combination of CCS and CCSP only, that's 30. And then if you have three certifications with AHIMA, then you will have to earn 50 continuing education credits. So basically how they've structured it is if you have more than one AHIMA credential, you earn 10 additional CEUs per credential during your 2 year recertification cycle, up to a total of 50 CEUs. So that's the max that you will earn for AHIMA. Now with AAPC, if you have one certification with them, you'll have to earn 36 CEUs. If you have two certifications, that goes up to 40. If you have three certifications, that goes up to 44. If you have four certifications, it goes up to 48. And then if you have five plus certifications, it goes up to 52. So with AAPC, each time you add a credential, you're adding four continuing education credits to your total. Now with AAPC, they have some specialty credentials where you need to earn CEs for those particular specialty credentials. So they have four credentials that require 16 specialty specific credentials to be earned. Those four credentials are the CIRCC, which is the Interventional Radiology credential. That's the one that I have through AAPC. There's the CPMA, which is their auditing credential. There's the CPCO, which is their compliance credential. And then the CPPM, which is their practice management credential. All four of those credentials require 16 specialty specific CEUs. So you'll need to make sure that the programs that you're attending for those credentials do have that specific approval on them. And I can speak to the requirements for the CIRCC, where that can be a little bit challenging to get those CEs, because there are only three vendors that are permitted to offer the CIRCC CEs, and that is MedLearn, Medical Asset Management, and Z Health Publishing. No other vendors are allowed to offer those CEs. But for these specialty credentials, AAPC has to specifically approve programs for these credits. You cannot just count anything there. So with the specialty credentials, how this works, so I'll just give you my scenario, how this works for me. So I only have one credential through AAPC, and that is the CIRCC. So because I have one credential, I have to earn 36 continuing education credits, but 16 of those have to be CIRCC specific. They have to be pre-approved CIRC credits. So 16 of the 36 have to go to that specialty. The other 20 I can earn from any other AAPC approved program. They do not even have to be related to interventional radiology at all. I just have to meet that minimum requirement. So for those of you who have one of those specialty credentials for AAPC, the CERC, the CPMA, CPCO, CPPM, you want to make sure that you're meeting those 16 specialty specific CEs before you're worrying about earning your more general CEs. So that is the number of CEs that need to be earned per certification cycle. So question number 5, do programs need prior approval from the organization for CE credit? And the answer to that for both organizations is yes and no. With AAPC, I'll start there. With AAPC, generally speaking, programs do need prior approval from AAPC, but there are some exceptions that do not require prior AAPC approval. One of those exceptions are programs offered by CMS. So if you're attending a CMS webinar or a workshop, then those credits will be accepted by AAPC. So that may come from CMS at the national level, it may come from your MAC, and then that can be counted for AAPC credit. Also, what can be counted for AAPC credit are AHIMA sponsored events. So when I say AHIMA sponsored events and what's counted, I want to be clear on this because I see a lot of confusion out there. First of all, some people say you can't count AHIMA CEs for AAPC credit, and that's not true. There are some that can be counted for AAPC credit. So how this works to count an AHIMA CE credit for AAPC, these CEs have to come from programs that are sponsored by AHIMA at the national level or the state level or the regional level. So these are the state associations and the regional associations. So for example, I'm a member of AHIMA, which makes me a member of the Florida Health Information Management Association. And then also my local association is the Suncoast Health Information Management Association. So when I go to a Florida Health Information Management Association annual convention, this is something that I can report for AAPC CEs. It does not specifically need AAPC approval. The same if I attend a Suncoast regional meeting, because these meetings that are done through the state and local associations have the stamp of approval from AHIMA already, and they do not need the additional AAPC approval. Now, what you want to be careful of is this. So I don't want anybody to be confused. When I say, yes, you can count AHIMA credits for AAPC, you cannot count AHIMA approved credits when they are coming from other entities outside of what I just mentioned. For example, I am a CEU vendor, okay? If I pay AHIMA for pre-approval of my program, I cannot then have AAPC members count that for credit. So it's AHIMA approved, but I'm a third-party CE vendor, so I actually have to also pay AAPC for their approval. So if it's coming from a third party outside of the AHIMA itself that's offering the program directly, a state association or a regional association, those are not going to be allowed to be counted for AAPC credit, even though they have AHIMA prior approval. That vendor would have to go, or that CE provider would have to go through AAPC and get approval for that program. So that's the difference there. So hopefully that clears up some confusion on that. Now, some other ways to earn AAPC CEs that do not require prior approval. They also let you report CEs for post-secondary education. So if you are enrolled, if you're an AAPC member and you're enrolled in a diploma or a degree granting program, that's related obviously to healthcare and to our field, then you can actually earn CEUs based on your transcripts showing the clock hours or credit hours. And so that's something that people may not be aware of if they're enrolled in educational programs. And so the clock hour CEUs are earned at a rate of 1 CEU per clock hour and should be no less than 80 hours if you're enrolled in a course like that. And then credit hours are earned at the rate of 10 CEUs per credit hour. And then in either case, though, the maximum number of CEUs that can be earned is 40 hours per year. So you can see where if you're enrolled in a post-secondary education program, that is going to help you tremendously meet your CE requirements. And so obviously that does not require AAPC approval. And then some other ways that you can earn, or another way that maybe some people aren't aware of as an AAPC member, some newer members may not be aware of this, that Healthcare Business Monthly, they offer one CEU for completing the tests that are in Healthcare Business Monthly, and you can earn up to 12 CEUs per year doing the test in Healthcare Business Monthly. And then also to earn CEUs, you can author an article for Healthcare Business Monthly if you want to share your knowledge with your peers. And then the CEUs are offered based upon the number of words that are in the article that's published. So that's another way that you can earn those CEUs there. Now, going over back over to AHIMA. AHIMA, it is much easier to earn CEs for AHIMA because there are so many things that they allow to qualify for CE activities. If you look at the recertification guide, the list is lengthy. And the fact that programs do not have to be AHIMA pre-approved for you to earn CE credit. So that gives you the ability to really choose your education from the broad offerings that are out there. And you have, you know, more choices, more options for earning your CE credits. Now, with that said, with AHIMA, you do not have to have AHIMA pre-approval on a program to count it. But what AHIMA requires is that 80% of your continuing education credits have to fit into one of the HIM domains that they have specified. So they have several domains. So these are the domains that AHIMA has designated, and you'll find these in the recertification guide along with examples. So domain number one is data structure, content, and information governance. Actually, your coding programs are going to fall under that. It doesn't sound like that, but if you look at the recertification guide, you'll see examples of what's classified to domain number one. Domain number two is information protection, access, disclosure, archival, privacy, and security. Domain number three is informatics, analytics, and data use. Domain four is revenue cycle management. Domain five is health law and compliance. Domain six is organizational management and leadership. And then domain seven is clinical foundations. And then domain eight is evolving topics and then other relevant topics as well. And so there are several examples in that AHIMA recertification guide under those domains that you can go out and read through. It would take me a while. If I went through that AHIMA recertification guide in detail, this podcast would be very lengthy. But I told you where to find it. Just Google AHIMA recertification guide 2021 and you will find it. So with AHIMA, back to answering the question, do the programs need prior approval from AHIMA? The answer is no, the programs do not need prior approval, but the continuing education credits that you're earning, 80% of your CEs have to be part of one of those domains that I mentioned. So that's why you want to check the recertification guide and then make sure that those non-approved programs fall into one of the domains. And then just to wrap up this question, I gave some examples of how you could earn CEs for AAPC. Well, I just want to share a few ways that you can earn them for AHIMA. So obviously for AHIMA, anything that you earn from attending a national AHIMA meeting, a state meeting, or that regional meeting, that is going to be approved for CE credit. And then any other professional association meetings that you might attend can also be counted. And then any programs that are sponsored by vendors, you know, such as myself or other companies, you can count those even without the prior approval of AHIMA, as long as it falls into one of those domains. Then also like AAPC, AHIMA allows credit for the post-secondary education as well for those programs. And they will allow up to 15 CEUs for each semester. and 10 CEUs for each quarter credit. So that's another way that you can earn credentials with them that you may not be aware of. Another way is to write for a publication and you can earn CEUs for AHIMA, just like you can write for Healthcare Business Monthly for AEPC. You can write anywhere and, you know, and submit that to AHIMA for CEUs and they will grant the CEUs. And so they have guidelines for that. So just for example, if you're involved in publications, if you're an author of a textbook, a workbook, or a manual, that can earn you 30 CEUs. If you're an editor of a textbook, a workbook, or a manual, that can earn you 20 CEUs. If you author an article in a research journal, 15 CEUs. If you author a chapter in a textbook, workbook, or manual, 10 CEUs. And then if you author an educational article in a professional or trade journal, you can earn 5 CEUs. So what's cool about that, like I've written for Healthcare Business Monthly in recent years. And so AEPC will grant me 1 CEU for writing there, but AHIMA will grant me 5 CEUs for writing that same article. So that's where you kind of get the twofer. There's a lot of things you can get a twofer on with AHIMA and AEPC and not have to do additional CE credits. And then if you write a course for AHIMA, I've done that in the past, you get 5 CEUs. And then if you author an educational article in a local or state newsletter, so if you're writing something for your state or region, then you can earn 2 CEUs for that. And then when you present, now this is cool for presenters, and this is something that I either forgot or I didn't know with presenters and how CE credits work, but with AHIMA. But if you present and the presentation is the development of an original work delivered to an audience, if you're a speaker for an educational program, you get 1 CEU for each 15 minutes of podium time. So that means if you speak for 1 hour, you've earned 4 CEs for that presentation. So that's something I'm like, hey, I haven't been counting my CEs that way for AHIMA. I just count the total presentation time and that's how I've been reporting it. But you can actually get 4 CEs for 1 hour. So it's 1 CEU for each 15 minutes of podium time. So I think that's super cool. If you're doing presentations, then you can count those 4 CEs for AHIMA when you are the presenter. And then AHIMA also will grant CEs for some independent study activities. Also, if you help them with developing their certification exams, if you're part of any of those work groups. And there's just a lot of other ways that you can earn CEs. And then if you happen to be a leader in your state association or regional association or whatever, if there's some type of leadership conference, then you can also report CEs for that. For example, I'm on the board of FHIMA and we just had our leadership conference in August and we had that for a day and a half. And so we were able to earn a day and a half worth of CEs. I forget the total number that was granted, but by participating in that event, we all got to report those additional CEs. So there's just a lot of opportunities to earn CE credits outside of those traditional channels that we look to. Usually we're looking to seminars, webinars, conferences. There's a lot of opportunity out there for earning CE credit for AHIMA and AEPC. I mean, AEPC, they don't have as many, you know, opportunities where programs aren't pre-approved. AHIMA has way, way more, and they don't even require pre-approval. So I believe it's much easier to earn credits for AHIMA than it is for AEPC. But with that said, there are still opportunities out there to get all the credits that you need in a relatively easy fashion. So question number 6, how can I earn free continuing education credits? Well, based on everything I just said, as I mentioned, it's easier in general to earn credits for AHIMA because you don't need the AHIMA pre-approval on the programs that you're reporting. So if you are looking at webinars offered by various companies, they may not have the AHIMA pre-approval. You can count them. Now, a lot of companies do offer, they do get the pre-approval, AHIMA pre-approved CEs for their programs, so you know that those are okay. But again, as long as they're going to fall within those 8 domains that I mentioned, again, go out and look at that recertification guide to look at the detail behind those domains and look at examples. as long as they fall into one of those domains, then you do have the ability to count them. So where are you going to go and look for your free CEs to earn them? Well, there's a lot of companies out there that do webinars on a regular basis, so you can earn free CEs. Three of them off the top of my head that I'm aware of that I see doing webinars frequently. Himagine does webinars. I believe they do theirs on a monthly basis. TrueCode also offers free webinars as well. I had the privilege of actually doing a webinar for them back in March of this year. Acuity is another company that offers them for free. And then some of you may be aware, a lot of my audience, you know, knows Brian Quee, Medical Coding Geek. He took over HitKnots and he has the CEU hit list, and that's a list that he publishes monthly. You can go over to medicalcodinggeek.com, his website, and check that out. And he updates that on a monthly basis for the CEU opportunities that are for free each month. And so you can knock out your AHIMA and your AAP CCEs with a lot of those opportunities. The AHIMA also, they offer some free webinars with your membership fee. So you'll want to check those out. They have tokens that they give you with your membership fee, and then you can redeem the tokens for webinars. For a low cost option for the Journal of AHIMA, they charge $20 per quiz. So you can read an article and take a quiz for $20. So it's not free, but it is inexpensive. And then of course your local regions, if you're an AHIMA member and then in your state, you have local regions. Oftentimes the local regions will offer free education or it will be low cost. So you will want to check that out. And then for AAPC, how to earn free CEs. Well, one of the easiest ways is to take those quizzes for AAPC Healthcare Business Monthly articles, and you're allowed to earn up to 12 of those per year. So that means that you can earn 24 of your 36 credits from doing those articles. So that's almost all of your credits, and those are free. And then they also have free quarterly webinars for members as well. So between doing the Healthcare Business Monthly articles and doing the free quarterly webinars, you're almost at your total number of CEs for one credential, 36. You've got the majority of them there. And then AAPC also, they have local chapters all over the country and local chapter events. They offer free continuing education as well. So it is possible to get free CEs for all of your requirements. The only area where you may have a challenge and you'll have to probably pay some money is for AAPC with those specialty credentials, the CIRCC, the CPMA, the CPCO, and the CPPM. Those you may have to pay some money for, but if you do not have one of those specialty credentials and you have one of the many other credentials, then you may find that it's much easier to locate free continuing education credits, even for AAPC. So now that I've answered all six of those questions for you, hopefully you have a better understanding of what is required for AHIMA and AAPC for earning continuing education credits and maintaining your credentials. And as always, I want to thank everyone for tuning in to this podcast episode. I appreciate all the positive feedback that I've been getting from the listeners. And I just want to remind everyone, if there's a question that you want me to answer in a future podcast, please submit that to askstacy@radrx.com. That's askstacy, S-T-A-C-I-E, @radrx.com. Or if you have a suggestion for a future episode or just general feedback on the podcast, please feel free to email that to podcast@radrx.com. Once again, thank you for tuning in, and I'll be back in 2 weeks with a new episode. Thank you and have a great day.
Thank you for listening to Who Cares What Stacy Says? You can connect with Stacy on social media. You can find her business page for RadRx on Facebook, and you can connect with her personally on LinkedIn. Don't forget to check out the online training courses offered by RadRx: Cracking the IR Code, Mastering Interventional Radiology and Cardiology Online Training, or Cracking the Diagnostic Radiology Code Online Training. Thanks again for tuning in to Who Cares What Stacy Says? a podcast providing insights and advice on how to take your medical coding career to the next level.